This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is Ekanagniz.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This one starts with a poem.
It does. That is rare here.
I don't get a lot of Cthulhu Mythos poetry.
No, but it does have one of our favorite words here, fecundity.
Yep. This is another fertility.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing, spewing bits of churning. And this one gives birth to lava.
Yeah, it's like a little like an active lava bubble kind of thing that's constantly shedding off small little lavalets.
Yeah, little lava buddies that only hurt you if they hit you.
Like, yeah, really like lava does.
Yeah, like lava. Like, this is basically someone describing lava.
Yeah, but also saying, but no, it wants really weird stuff. It's the Lord of Realms Unknown, which is a pretty broad, it is both a broad title and could apply to most other entries.
This is like lava if you stuck a straw into the lava and blow.
Ooh,
you're blowing bubbles in your Coke or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that with lava. Like,
yes.
It sprays and spritz and kind of roils in a non-Euclidean fashion.
Right. Non-Newtonian fluid. Yeah. It's, it'll make you go blind if you look at it, which, I don't know, that seems like a mercy, maybe.
Sure.
Yes.
But it's very, everything about this is very Lost Izalith.
Yes.
From going blind to the lava.
Mm-hmm.
Things. Like, this is a chaos sorcery.
Yeah. And it's funny because, like, this is, so what he is, Ekanagniz, sorry, I lost it. Let me look at the pronunciation sheet that Chaosium provides. Ekanagniz, there we go, is like a toady or a hype man for Azathoth.
So yeah, like he plays the drums for him.
Yeah. So he's the rhythm section. He is the quest love.
For the flute. Yeah.
Right.
If you get this guy with Azathoth, you have 2/6 of Jethro Tull.
but if you piss off Ekanagniz, it will call Azathoth, and I love the sentence at the end of this, investigators with any sense make their escape at this point. However, isn't Azathoth many times the size of Earth? If Azathoth is appearing in the sky, you're all fucked.
Yeah, we shouldn't get Azathoth here.
No.
I just want to draw attention to like the difficulty of pronouncing this guy. This guy's name has 3 S's in a row.
Yep.
Like, isn't that wild?
It's pretty crazy.
Seems excessive to me.
But it begins with YCN. Then we have an A with a. we have an A with an accent over it. Yeah. No, no spells, but it may call Azathoth at will. Which point, is this its own thing and not just like a hype man for Azathoth?
It is one of those things where it's like a little kid who can only call his big brother.
Yes. That's a dangerous kid. Like it's a shitty kid to be around.
It's a real weird kid, though, because the other thing they can do is give birth on top of you. Like, if you're beating up the kid from Christmas Story or whatever, and he just like squats over you and pushes a baby out of his dick. Like, I would have a really hard time with that, even if he didn't call his older brother.
Yeah, no. Like, some people would call it a miracle, but I decide, I don't know. I can't get behind that. I can't get down with toadies having toadies.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.